Hey, good afternoon, good people. Thank you for joining me today. I appreciate your time. I won't be before you long. I just wanted to come on and share the word of God with his people today. Because like I always tell you, I love God and I love his people. And I love sharing his word with truth. The true word of God. I don't twist scriptures. I don't get into that. I don't like it. I feel like God has given me an assignment to share the word of God as it is and not preach it out of context. And today we're going to be reading the worker and the vineyard. That's Matthew 20, the worker and the vineyard. And today I just want to talk about we are all equals under Christ. We are all equals under Christ. And I'm going to read Matthew 20. Excuse me, y'all. From the Amplified. It's Matthew 20 from the Amplified. And it says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of an estate who went out in the morning along with the dawn to hire workmen for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, 'You go also in the vineyard, and whatever is right, I will pay you.' And they went. He went out again about the sixth hour, noon, and the ninth hour, 3 o'clock. He did the same. And about the 11th hour, 5 o'clock, he went out and found still others standing around. And he said to them, 'Why do you stand here idle all day?' They answered him, 'Because nobody has hired us.' He told them, 'You go out into the vineyard also, and you will get whatever is just and fair.' When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, 'Call the workmen and pay them their wages, beginning with the last and ending with the first.'" I love that scripture. Can I read that again, y'all? It said, "When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, 'Call the workmen and pay them their wages, beginning with the last and ending with the first. And those who had been hired at the 11th hour, 5 o'clock, came and received a denarius each as pay. Now when the first came, they supposed they would get more, but each of them also received a denarius. And when they received it, they grumbled at the owner of the estate, saying, 'These men who came last worked no more than an hour, and yet you have made them rank with us who have borne the burden and the scorching heat of the day.'" I'm going to read 12 again. "Saying, 'These men who came last worked no more than an hour, and yet you have made them rank with us who have borne and burdened and the scorching heat of the day.' But he answered one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no injustice. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this man hired last the same as I give you.'" And y'all excuse me for just a second. Hey, I'm sorry, y'all. I had some noise in the background. But I want to go back to verse 12. "Saying, 'These men who came last worked no more than an hour, and yet you have made them rank with us who have borne and burdened in the scorching heat of the day.' But he answered one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no injustice. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this man hired last the same as I give to you. I am not permitted to do what I choose with what is mine. Or do you begrudge my generous? Is your eye evil because I am good? So those who now are last will be first. Then, and those who now are first will be last. For many are called, but few are chosen. And as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside along the way and said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will sentence him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and whipped and crucified, and he will be raised to life on the third day." Okay, so as you see in Matthew 20, the parable of the worker, they had, there were some men out there working all day. And then you had some, they came later in the day, but in the end, they received the same pay. The last got paid first, and the first got paid last. And I came on here to say this, that no matter how long you've been saved, no matter how long you've been serving the Lord, no matter if I've been doing it 10 years and you've been doing it 10 seconds, guess what? We're going to receive the same reward. Man, I feel this thing, y'all. This thing helping me right now. I feel this. It doesn't matter how long you have been serving the Lord, you will receive the same reward. Why? Because we are all equals under Christ. No one in the earth is higher than the other. It doesn't matter your title. It doesn't matter if you're an apostle, if you're a prophet. It doesn't matter if you're an archbishop and all that stuff. That doesn't matter. Because in the end, the one with no title is going to get the same reward as the one with the title. If the one with the title is not corrupt. Because we got a lot of people with titles that are corrupt. They are twisting scripture, taking advantage of people. They are manipulating the word of God and people. And it's really bad. But I came on here to just encourage the new people in Christ, the ones who just started serving the Lord. Don't feel less than. Don't feel less than. We are all equal. We are all equals under Christ. And I'm going to go to Matthew 23 because there's some scripture that are tied to this message that I need to read. But y'all, we got to get this thing right. We got to stop making it seem like just because you got a title that you're bigger than somebody, that you have a greater anointing, that you have more power. No, we're all equals. We're all equal. All of our power comes through the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that enables us. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us the ability to do what God has called us to do. After the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we receive power. So that's y'all. We got to get away from this foolery. Y'all, I'm going to move on. I don't want to get stuck right there. I'm going to move on, y'all. I'm going to start at Matthew 23 and 5. Jesus was talking about the Pharisees. It said, "They, the Pharisees, do all their works to be seen of men, for they make wide their phylacteries, small cases enclosing certain scripture passages, worn during prayer on the left arm and forehead, and make long fringes worn by all male Israelites according to the command. And they take pleasure in, love the place of honor at feasts and the best seats in the synagogues." Jesus was saying, excuse me, these Pharisees, they love the best seats in the synagogue. They want to be seen. They want men to honor them. They want men to give them glory. I'm going to keep reading. And to be greeted with honor in the marketplaces. They like to be greeted wherever they go. And to have people call them rabbi. But you are not to be called rabbi teacher, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. Jesus said, call no man teacher. See, this making us all equals. Jesus said, call no man teacher, for you have one teacher. And your teacher is Jesus Christ. He is the teacher. And do not call anyone in the church on earth father, for you have one father, God, who is in heaven. And you must not call, and you must not be called leaders. You must not be called masters, for you have one master leader, the Christ. One master, one teacher, one father. So nobody in the earth should be called master or leader. And he said, call nobody teacher. Why? Because only the Holy Spirit can teach you. Only the Holy Spirit can guide you into all truth. Me, myself, as a messenger, I can deliver the message. But in the end, the Holy Spirit is the only one that can teach you. I knew I was finna be all over the place, y'all. The Holy Spirit, the only one that can give you revelation. Revelation. God revealing himself to you. That's revelation. That's one of the definitions I got last week when I was talking to one of my co-workers. Let me, I got a cheat right now. I'm going to go to John 21. I'm going to start at 15. Y'all forgive me. I came on here with no, I didn't have any notes today. John 15. Hold on, y'all may be wrong. I may be wrong. No, it's Matthew 16. Matthew 16. I'm sorry, y'all. God revealing himself will reveal himself to you. I got it right. Matthew 16, 13. It said, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and other Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, good God Almighty. That's why I keep losing my spot, y'all. I'm feeling this. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to Simon Barjona, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So y'all see, that flesh and blood, we can deliver the message, but we cannot reveal who God is. There's an encounter that you have to have for yourself. You got to have that one-on-one experience with God. My God, I feel this thing. You got to have that personal relationship with God. It's not about just going to church on every Sunday and every Wednesday Bible study, but it's about getting the word of God. It's about praying and talking to the Father. Oh my, it's about just bonding with God, y'all. We got to get back to that place where we're bonding with God. My God, y'all, I feel this thing. We got to get back to the place where we just bond with God and just spend time in his word. So because we have, man, see how my mind is just running. Y'all know what the requirement is to hear from God. It's not having a title, not being an apostle or prophet. It's not about that. You know what the number one requirement is? Belonging to him and talking to him. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. My. All you have to do is belong to the Lord and seek him. It's not about, I know some people going to be upset. I don't care. It's not about having these titles. It's not about having these titles, y'all. Sheep hear the voice of God. It ain't just prophets, these people with titles, but it's the sheep that hear from God. Jesus will direct us, y'all. What, God, help me. Jesus will direct our path, y'all. We got to get back to the place of just talking to him. And it don't have to be anything fancy. We don't have to say anything fancy. All we have to do is be sincere. Or be open with him. Excuse me. He already know what we need, y'all. He already know. I always, when I go to God, I be real with God. I talk to God like I'm talking to you. I don't need going there with nothing fancy, man. I ain't none of that. Excuse the illustration. But y'all, we got to come out of this stuff. Like I say, traditions of men have really damaged the church. It has really boxed God in. All these religious traditions of men. Whew. But like he said, flesh and blood have not revealed it to thee, but my Father which is in heaven. So God can only reveal himself to you. It's not the apostle, it's not the prophet, not the evangelist, not the teacher. Nope. All we can do is deliver the message. And if you go back and read Mark 4, man, y'all, see, I'm everywhere right now. Mark 4, the parable of the sower, it says in Mark 4 and 14, said the sower sowed the word. Okay, so as a messenger, as a sower, when I speak, if I go speak the word to somebody and point them to Christ and they receive it and they, and they receive it, they go tell somebody else and it multiplies. It multiplies. And that's what Mark 4 was talking about. It wasn't talking about money. It was talking about if you deliver the word and somebody receive it, that it fell on good ground. But I'm not going to get into that right now. But I'm just trying to make a point that it doesn't matter how long you've been in it. It doesn't matter. Like I said, if I've been doing it for 5 years, you've been doing it for 5 minutes. According to the word of God, we're going to all receive the same reward. We're all equals under Christ, y'all. So these people that are walking around big-headed, saying because they got a title, they think they can just boss people around. Nope, don't work like that. Jesus did not put any bosses in the earth. We're not to boss each other. We need to be working together against the enemy. That's our assignment, to work together against the enemy. Not to boss one another around. It's not about that. It's not about that. I'm 20 minutes in. I know I'm not go this long, but y'all, we got to get some of this mess out of the church. There's too much mess going on. But y'all, we are all equals under Christ. And I love y'all. And I thank y'all for listening. I know I can go on and on and on. But I'm going to stop. I got to get out of this. I got to get out of this, y'all. Because y'all just don't know. I love the people of God. And the reason why I do this, y'all, is because there have been so much mess going on in the church concerning church membership and all that stuff. So many people want to control people. You can't control nobody. Listen to me, preachers and pastors. You can't control the people. You can't. You can't. And don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do it. Because we only have one master. We only have one teacher. We only have one father. He said, call nobody father. I don't care how we want to put it. Ain't nobody in the earth my father. I have one father. Ain't nobody in the earth teach me. But I have one teacher, the Holy Spirit. And Jesus Christ is the master. Jesus Christ is the master. But I love you people of God. I really do. And I thank you for listening. I appreciate the time. I'm probably going to come back on Wednesday night. Wednesday night. I think it's the 23rd. Wednesday night. And I'm going to deliver a message. It's probably going to be tied to this. And next week, maybe this week, maybe Thursday night, I'll go ahead and jump back into speaking about the false prophets and how to recognize false preachers and all of that stuff. And we're going to use the word of God. It's one thing I do. I use the word of God because I don't want nobody saying, well, you making this up. You don't know what you're talking about. Let me use scripture. I'm going to come from this. I'm going to come from the word of God. But I just want to encourage y'all to pray. Study the word of God for yourself. It's okay to go listen to preaching. As long as they're preaching truth. But how will you know they're preaching truth if you don't read your word? You got to get into studying and reading the word of God and praying and getting close to God, because we're living in some rough times right now in America and all over the world. So this is the time that we should have our ears to the mouth of God, so God can give us direction and give us understanding of his word. And I mean, just get close to God, y'all. Let's get close to God. And I love you. And I appreciate your time. And y'all have a blessed and beautiful day. Okay, bye-bye.